Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
8:03 here on The Bench. It's Lance and Dell. A lot of stuff over the weekend. Juwan Howard and Greg Gard from Michigan got into it, and players threw punches, and Juwan Howard tried to mush the face of an assistant named Joe Krabenhoff from Wisconsin, and there's going to be a fallout today that jumps off. We'll see what ends up happening there. You had the All-Star game where Steph Curry had 50 points, including 16 three-pointers. That feels like a high number, 16 three-pointers. Well, it was the record for most three-pointers in an All-Star game with or without the new format. It's a crap ton. And he was hitting from so far out, you couldn't believe it. I mean, he was firing him in and turning around before the basket. He'd shoot him, turn around, and start running down the court like it was a make. And sure enough, it was a make every single time. So incredible performance there. The All-Star weekend in general was, I thought a little bit underwhelming.
How much of that did you watch?
Well, I tell you, my sons are big basketball fans, so I watched the All-Star. Let me tell you how much I watched. I watched enough to see Steph Curry out with Ayesha Curry, and then they bring out, like, who was it? It wasn't Young Thug. It was some rapper with his girlfriend who's in Love and Basketball, and or Hip Hop and Basketball, or whatever it is. And then they have a taste test where they both have to blindfold. It's like something that you definitely wouldn't see except at NBA All-Star Weekend. And I'm watching that like, this is absolutely terrible. And both couples are trying to taste test what stuff is. And there's some, this is on the stage of All-Star Weekend between the dunk contest and the three-point shootout, or between the skills contest and the three-point shootout. So that's how much I watched.
You didn't decide,
enough to see that.
You didn't decide to change the channel at any point that you didn't
have
enough
skills. I saw the three. I saw the half court shots. No, I kind of like some of that stuff where they're actually competing. I saw the skills contest. I saw the 3-point shootout, and I saw a dunk contest. So I watched more than you probably did.
You definitely did, because I don't care.
You don't care about All-Star Weekend?
No, it's terrible.
Can you tell me what you think is going to happen next year? Do you know where the All-Star Weekend is next year?
Where is it, Lance?
Where is the worst possible All-Star Weekend?
I thought it was in Cleveland.
What happens at All-Star Weekend? Just give me an idea of what you believe happens at All-Star Weekend.
I think it attracts...
Beside the events.
Well, I imagine, you know, it's a place where people like Joel Osteen and Benny Hinn flock to, because it's a way to to spread the word.
Proselytize.
Yeah, whatever that word is.
Yeah.
To spread the word.
Profligate.
To spread the word. Right?
You could proselytize because, like, you got some centers?
Because it's on Sunday.
Is that what you're saying?
I think it's a Sunday, so All-Star Weekend you have Saturday night, which is good fun for everyone, and then you go to church.
What does a Saturday night look like, do you think?
I imagine it's a couple nice dinners.
What else?
Maybe dinner and dancing and a movie.
Dinner, dancing, and a movie?
Yeah.
It will be next year.
Where is it going to be? Utah?
Well, most of the time, here's what happens, and there are stories, and you can find this fairly easily. Like the Super Bowl, there is an influx of talent that comes in that dances.
What type of talent?
Dancing talent.
Okay. Like classical?
Well, if that's what you thought.
I mean, I think it's classic.
If you thought that.
Well, are you spelling thought a certain way?
T-H-O-T.
Okay.
It's everything that you thought about the parties on Saturday. There are
dinner and dancing movies.
There are debaucherous parties on a Saturday. There were here in Houston.
You say so.
There are at every All-Star Weekend. The All-Star Weekend next year, and people flock from all over. They call it Black Super Bowl. That has been coined by, I think it's Patrice O'Neal may have coined it originally, and now everyone's picked up on it. It is a huge cultural event. A huge cultural event.
You sure Joe Rogan didn't say that?
It was not Joe Rogan. I think it was Patrice O'Neal. But regardless, it is a huge, huge cultural event. And rappers, designers, celebrities, white, black, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. Comedians, everyone flocks.
It's there. A party.
It's a huge party. I want to set that up so I can really have the impact of next year. The All-Star Game is going to Salt Lake City. Now, I don't even know how they can have an All-Star Weekend.
I had this talk with Sean, who produces on the local side, national side. It's not like that's a new arena, right?
Not that I know of.
So what is the draw? Why is it in? I know they have new ownership. Is that what they're doing? Hey, we'll give you the All-Star Game.
Well, All-Star Games are given for, unless they have a new stadium coming that they're building or something like that. Or maybe it was something that they got from years ago. The All-Star Game is in Salt Lake City.
They might just be trying to repair their image that Vernon Maxwell has been repeatedly beating them down.
Or whoever
Twitter
runs Vernon's account. But it is, I don't see how, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think a lot of places sell liquor.
I mean, I was just looking at the beer laws.
It's heavily so, LDS.
Yeah, so like the, if you're going to buy beer, it has to be under 5%, so it has to be 4% by volume or by weight, whatever it is. You can't buy, if it's like a craft beer or something, it has to be bottled or canned. And to get the, like,
okay. Tell me,
above the 5%,
can you, give
you
me
have
Patron,
to buy it in a liquor store.
What are the Hennessy and Patron and Maker's Mark and the hard liquor numbers?
Assuming they have liquor stores, you can probably
which I can't make that assumption.
Yeah, it's...
So how are they going to have, where are there strip clubs in Salt Lake City? Tyler, can you Google that on your computer? I want to Google it on my NBA, on my NFL computer. Are there strip clubs in Salt Lake City?
Why would strip clubs be a thing for you?
Because it's a part, that's part of where a lot of the parties are.
There are several.
There's a lot of them?
There's,
I'm sure there are.
There's one called the American Bush.
Is there one called?
What's it called?
The American Bush.
Is there one called Mormons with a Z? Make it cool.
Mormans? M-A-N-Z?
No, I didn't say Mormans.
That's
get
a
your
male
man.
Strip club.
I didn't say get your mans.
That's
I
a
said,
male strip
no.
club called Mormons.
No, I said Mormons. More with a Z.
That's a men's club too. Mormons.
No, Mormons.
They've got pretty strong names here. Trails. You can.
So they're not really
the
playing games over
that.
There.
Yeah.
Their whole thing is about
the exotic kitty.
I don't know if I want to be.
Oh, they let you know. And that's
Deuce
all in Salt
wild.
Lake City?
Yeah.
The Exotic Kitty, SLC, yeah.
So okay,
it's
so,
the
so
premier Vegas standard gentleman's club in Salt Lake City.
And they've got bars like.
Let me go back to
I mean,
liquor
clearly
stores.
They
have liquor stores. It might be a thing where you have to be like part of a club to drink and whatever.
Is everyone going to get there?
So the Jazz.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me get Spencer right now. He's got Salt Lake alcohol story. This is fairly timely. Spencer?
Hey, guys. So a few years ago, we were in Salt Lake City for just a couple of days, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I'd never been there before. The whole city, park, the whole area is gorgeous. And we were staying at, I think it was a Marriott, who's kind of sort of on campus at University of Utah. And so my wife's like, hey, I want a glass of wine. Go give me a glass of wine at the bar. So I go downstairs. I was like, yeah, where's the bar? She looks at me like I'm crazy. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, do y'all not sell alcohol here? And she says, no. And I thought it was a campus thing. And I was like, oh, it's because it's on campus? She's like, no. I said, okay. And she wouldn't even tell what's going on. And I was like, boy, is there a grocery store around here where I can, you know, get a bottle of wine? And she's like, where are you from? I said, Texas? And she started laughing. And she goes, and this is either Friday or Saturday night. And she said, well, the only place you can go is the liquor store, but they close at like 9. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, you have to go to a liquor store. That's the only way you can buy it. So it's like 8:40. And so I get in the car, I drive to the liquor store, and there are cops there that are going to shut down the registers at 9 o'clock. And people were going crazy. You would have thought it was like end of days, people grabbing warm beer and warm wine and charging out of the checkout line. This is like 8:40. And apparently...
Like a hurricane.
...breaking restaurants, but not... Like, it was really strange, like a private membership. So, you know, it It was very strange.
Spencer,
everybody's very nice, but the alcohol was very strange.
Thanks for the heads up. So you mean to tell me an All-Star Weekend is going to force everyone there to get club memberships, and they're going to have to have wings or something so they can technically be a restaurant? That, like, are there Applebee's going to be where the parties? Is Drake going to throw something at an Applebee's?
Adam Silver's got to explain himself.
Adam Silver's going to have to, because this doesn't make any
sense. So the Jazz
were
new ownership took over 2020, so I guess this is their prize, because the Delta Center's been around. It's a new name now, but it's been around since 1991. So it's not like it's a new arena that you're giving.
Wait a minute.
That you're giving an All-Star game.
Wait a minute. I figured it out. In-game tournament. The in-season tournament, where they're going to potentially have an in-season tournament next year, where they have the top teams play each other, just like we have with soccer. They're going to take time off from the league to have the in-season tournament. That's going to be where all the stuff goes down.
Utah? No,
in-season tournament can't be in Utah. Have it in L.A. or New York. Because that's where you can have the homes. That's where you can have the parties.
But it's not going to happen next year.
It can't happen in Salt Lake.
But
they can't have real All-Star Weekend in Salt Lake City.
You think the in-season tournament's going to happen next year?
Who's the rapper that comes out from Salt Lake City? We had Machine Gun Kelly. It was bad enough.
He's from Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
What about your boy that you play all the time?
Who, Froggy Fresh?
No, the guy who talks about Taco Bell or whatever he talks about. What's his name?
Oh, Lil Dicky?
No, not him. It's the Utah fan. What was his name? You played him.
Oh, my God. That guy?
That's the rapper. I forgot his name.
Oh, my God. What's his name? Who tries to snap
Z-Dog?
On... Z-Dog. Z-Dog?
Z-Dog.
But pull up some Z-Dog.
We'll have it for the other side. You got to talk about something.
Oh, my God.
That's the rapper who's going to come out.
Z-Dog is who is going to be out there. Hey, what up, Utah Lake? Is Z-Dog in the building? Shout out to all the real ones. Karl Malone, John Stockton,
James
Jeff
Harden.
Hornacek.
Your beard look like it stink. It smell like a bag of Taco Bell, whatever he says.
Tostadas working off a Cholito. You smell like a Cholito,
no,
James.
No, working off a Cholito. Your beard look like it smell like a burrito, James.
Ooh,
Harden.
You actually think he rhymes. That's cute. 8:15, time for me to tell you about Ghost Solutions. Chance for you to... Listen, how are you going to get to the Salt Lake City All-Star Game? You got to save up a bunch of money. You got to save up all the money because it's going to be on. It's the party of the year, and you got to start putting more of your money away. The best way to do that is your homeowner's insurance. If you're a homeowner, you have to have homeowner's insurance. You wouldn't want to not have it. But you don't have to have it at – what you do need is A-rated insurance. I'm not saying you don't need that. You 100% need that. But did you know that there's a lot of A-rated insurance companies out there? Besides just the ones that have the biggest commercials on TVs, there is companies that are working through my friends over at Ghost Solutions, and you can text the word money to 232323. That's 232323. Text the word money. What they're going to do, TGS Insurance is going to get you a variety of A-rated insurance. They're going to get you competitive rates within 15 seconds. And even if you've already paid for your homeowner's insurance for the full year, what they will do then is go back and refund you, the companies will, for the prorated amount that you still have left. So you can start saving your money right now, even if you've prepaid. Make sure you text the word money to 232323. Get A-rated insurance, but get it at affordable, competitive rates from A-rated companies. That's TGSinsurance.com or text the word money to 232323.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, so we still got some leftover Utah to deal with, an All-Star weekend here. I want to get to Adam Silver, but it can wait just for a second. We got Combine news. We've got Adam Silver basically bagging on the Rockets news. We're not going to have Lance McCullers Jr. I was hoping to have Lance McCullers Jr. He said he's not feeling well right now. So he is not going to be on. So he's not feeling well physically, which
that's comforting.
Maybe a little bit of a concern. Okay. But so he's not going to be on. Eric Layden is going to be on tomorrow. He's going to host the last 2 hours.
Does Eric know you don't know how to spell his name?
L-A-D-I-N?
That's not how it comes up in my phone when you text me, Eric Layden.
Well, that's how it's spelled.
No.
That's not how you
spelled it.
Oh, it may have autocorrected on me.
So I want to tell people a little bit about how this all came about.
Yeah.
Lance brought this up. Hey, Del, John's going to be out.
And I told you to be ready.
Can you be ready to maybe come on? I don't know. It could be Monday. Could be Tuesday. Could be Wednesday. Could be Thursday.
It was a fluid situation.
It could be any day. It could be any day. He could never. I asked this dude for a week. He could never give me an answer.
And I had him on all 4 days.
And then he was like, "I'm going to bring you on Monday through Thursday." And I was like, "No, you're not.
Lazy.
No, you're not." So, and then on Saturday, after your A co-host said no, and then probably. Wasn't Lance McCullers an option?
Well, I just wanted to. He said Monday or Tuesday, and you were going to be the other.
No,
you're my A. You were always my A. Yeah.
No, you put me on for the chance that
Lance
McCullers.
Who's bigger, you or Lance
yes.
McCullers?
Well, Lance McCullers. But you put me on what? Standby? Just in case Lance McCullers said no?
You on standby flight. You were first. Like, you were first in the queue. You were my next show to watch.
You had Eric Layden as a possibility.
No, you were my next show to watch.
No, I was like number seven on
the list. No. You were next show to watch. I just started you. You are Severance on Apple TV. I gotta watch that.
I'm watching Inventing Anna.
It's a very strange. I got like three.
Nothing's
really
you.
Locking in. So I got like three things going right now. And
same
I'm like,
here.
I bailed on Money Heist after 2 years. Okay, Freaky Deaky. Wants to talk about All-Star Weekend, so I have to get this in because, you know, he's got a lot of experience in a lot of different things. What's up, Freaky Deaky?
Man, what's going down, man? Look, you know, y'all know I'm kind of socially connected a little bit, moving around a little bit from time to time. So when All-Star come around, All-Star used to be a thing. Man, I guarantee you, even 20 years ago, somebody had to say, hey, man, we're going to All-Star in Cleveland. Nobody is saying that. Why would you go to Cleveland? Who goes to Cleveland? Cleveland has never been a destination of any type of enjoyment. Only people I know that go to Cleveland are people who are forced to go to Cleveland because of their job. And they hate when they have to go. Why? So that adds to the circuits of entire All-Star Weekend. All-Star Weekend, even when we were younger, Lance, you can remember, Dale, you're younger than both of us, probably combined, so... This weekend used to be must-see TV. You rearrange your weekend schedule according to the TV schedule. Everything you did, you were sitting in the VCR to record the slam dunk contest. You were sitting around with your partners. You was waiting for, even once we got here, you was waiting for Above the Rim to come on after the last rerun of the slam dunk contest, all of that. I didn't watch 1 second of the All-Star Weekend. The internet told me that it was All-Star Weekend.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't even watch All-Star. I did because I have kids, but it's definitely not the same. But Freaky Deaky, you've been connected socially. You went to All-Star Weekend events here in Houston. I remember you talking about it. How are they going to have an All-Star Weekend in Salt Lake City?
It's impossible. It's impossible.
It's not possible.
What are you going to do? What are we going to do there in Salt Lake?
Tell everyone we're basketball players so they'll leave us alone? I don't know. There's nothing to do.
Me and you, Dale, if we stood on each other's shoulders,
I know. I know. Maybe we're Chris Paul's brother. I don't know. There's nothing. There's nothing.
Cliff?
Nothing. What? How are the women of leisure going to be able to participate in All-Star Weekend in Utah?
It's not. I don't see... Short of breaking every law that they have on their books inside the state, I don't see how it's even possible.
So I know
to have a party, period.
So
how could you have a Super Bowl there?
I know someone who lives in Utah. I'm going to have a report for you on Thursday about what is possible there. I'll ask her
and figure out anything
you can do there.
My cousin just ran from Utah. Now, we told him not to go. He went to Snow, Utah. Whatever school up there is in Snow, they hoop, they did a little something. He's like, yeah, I'm going up here to Snow College. I think that's it. Like, for what? One semester. back at home. He's a Cali dude. He went to Utah. I was like, so how was it? He said it wasn't. That's it. It wasn't.
No, it's not.
No, you went there. No visit. Utah is not. Apparently, they're trying to ice us out of the All-Star game.
We're going to get the All-Star game. You know what? This has gone too crazy. We've got Offset, DJ Khaled. We need to get this back to Rick Barry and just the NBA 75 exactly. And stop having these parties. No more thoughts. We got it. So Adam Silver's like, you know what I'm going to do? Real smooth. I'm just going to give an All-Star game to Salt Lake City. Kind of clean some things up with
back
the All-Star
back
weekend.
Back-to-back years, Cleveland and Utah.
Yeah. Hey.
Cleveland and Utah. That's the purge,
Adam
man.
Silver's trying to make he's trying to make a point.
Did you see Jimmy Butler's face throughout? Every time they flashed him, he looked like, why am I not in Miami right now? And I imagine that's how everybody right. felt. Why is this game not someplace else?
Look, man, I'm telling you, 2 years of this is a purge. By the third year, NBA All-Star Weekend is going to be like MLB All-Star. Happening in the middle of the week, nobody cares.
Yeah, like
nobody cares.
Yeah, we'll see.
And the Pro Bowl, nobody cares about that either. But there will be no parties. There will be no Shaquille O'Neal All-Star Jam. There will be no pop-up strip club. There will be none of that.
What?
So we've had Cleveland in 2022, Utah in 2023. Guess where it is in 2024?
Miami.
Sacramento.
Indiana.
Oh, my God!
Oh!
This is 100% a purge. This is a thought purge.
This is a purge.
This is a purge.
Hey, man.
Adam Silver thought he was slick. Please tell me Sacramento's got it in 2024.
Well, don't they have a new arena? Let's see.
San Antonio.
No.
Give it to San Antonio at 25.
No. We get back to normal. We get back to Washington in 2025. Somewhat better.
That's not normal.
Not
ooh,
really.
I'm looking at the run right now. You got Utah in 2024, Washington 2025, Denver in 2026.
I thought you said Indiana was in there.
Yeah, I said Indiana, but maybe this is the wrong list. They had to move it. They had to switch it because Indiana was a lock during the COVID stuff, so they had to.
Sure, it wasn't like a bathroom transgender thing or something? They didn't take it away?
No. No.
No, I mean,
no.
Being
no.
for real, are you
oh,
sure?
Oh, yeah, that is a,
no,
that is
I think issue. It was. Think they were supposed to have it, but then All-Star Weekend got canceled. Remember, then they moved it to Atlanta.
Oh, you mean they already were supposed to?
Yeah, they already were you. Supposed to. Yeah,
you got
to
get it back.
Yeah, so Indiana 2024.
See? It's a purge.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
They want us out of the festivities. Look, man, you see how we just broke that down?
Yeah. You know what? See, sometimes I'll be honest with you guys. Sometimes I hear my black friends talk about this side or the other. I think, I don't know, that sounds like a conspiracy theory. I feel like you're just seeing things where there's nothing. And then you guys break down the All-Star Weekend and you show me where it lines up,
uh-huh.
where it goes Cleveland to Utah to Indiana, and I say, and Washington, and I say,
so
maybe I think maybe there's some truth to this.
I think Washington is the rumor. It hasn't been confirmed yet. On the NBA's official site, 2020 was Chicago. 2021 was supposed to be Indiana until COVID locked down the state. So they moved it to Atlanta. I'm sure everything popped off there. And then Adam Silver's like, nah, we need to clean this up a little bit.
That's the last one.
Yeah,
we're not doing this anymore.
So 2022, Cleveland, 2023.
Like to announce a rotation of San Antonio, Indiana,
and now
Utah.
Indiana. Ooh, not a great run.
Look at that.
Frankie Dinky, I take it back. This may be an intentional act by the NBA to shut to really purge the All-Star Weekend of the festivities on Saturday.
They're changing the vibe. Guess what else couldn't change the vibe? I hope all you hip-hop lovers got all the hip-hop you can handle out of Super Bowl, because you ain't going to see that for at least 10 years. You won't hear a rhyming verse to a banging beat at the Super Bowl for at least a decade. I hope you got your feel of it, because it ain't happening again.
Oh, after this year's Super
not
Bowl.
Happening.
Well, you're going to have the NBA All-Star game next year when Big and Rich hit the stage.
Oof.
That's going to be big. When Big and Rich hit the Salt Lake City stage, it is going to be on.
Yeah.
Freaky Deaky, we appreciate the phone call. I want to get Biscuit quickly before we go to a break because we've had him on hold for a second. What's up, Biscuit?
Hey, man, y'all about to back off the Midwest cities, man.
Well, tell me, well, you tell me about
Midwest,
it.
Midwest, my brother.
Which
Naptown,
city?
It can go down in Naptown, man.
In where?
But, hey,
Naptown.
Man, in Naptown, in Indianapolis. You can go down in Naptown, man.
I mean, it's, you know,
you've been there for the combine.
It's okay. I mean, it's okay. It's not going to be Salt Lake City. Like, I'm sure there's different – look, I'm just downtown, so I don't know about the whole area of Indianapolis. I know you got some rougher spots in Indiana and around the it, but the downtown doesn't – I don't know. You might be right. You might be right. Have they had Super Bowls there, right?
Weekend, though, I'm with you, though. I'm with you, though, Lance. I don't know how in the ATL they're going to put – I think – I guess this is the NBA version of diversity. That's what it is. You know what I mean? So, hey, we go to these some cities and let's try.
Well, I do. Let me just tell you now. Let me just tell you this. Speaking of what you said, I remember when we were at the Super Bowl in New Orleans. We were broadcasting from there back in what was it, 2013? It was me and Charlie.
Okay.
And when I was at 790.
Oh, your little detour.
And I was on my detour, and I was with a buddy of mine, John Pollard, and we were in the French Quarter, and there was a big group, like a big party up on the stage of who was Weekend of Bernie's? Who was the actor?
The wife? Jonathan. Which one?
Jonathan.
I forgot his last name. Silverman, yeah.
So we were in, for some reason, my buddy knew him. So we were upstairs in his like loft on the French, in the French Quarter. We were up there and it was a big party. And there were these girls there. And it turns out Pollard's friend had brought these girls up to this big party. And three of them were. And all three of these girls were strippers, and they were all from Indianapolis. They came in for the Super Bowl. That's a real thing. Strippers come in from out of town. But they came in from Indianapolis. So I think, Biscuit's right. It's not like there's not stuff jumping off in Indiana. But it's not exactly All-Star Weekend.
Let me tell you this. My All-Star story, man. When they had it in Houston one time, I can't remember what year, but my cousin had some kind of affiliation with Allen Iverson. And so she had got a VIP pass to his party. And it was over there. I guess the game was at the Dome at the time. And the party was across the street over there, the hotel across the street from the Dome. And so we were in the VIP in the back, man. It's like, man, this is wild in the VIP, man. I mean, all the liquor and all that and everything free and the women and all that. But the craziest thing was we was in there, me and my boy, because I told my wife, you know, we were just going to the party. I didn't tell them we had a VIP pass, but me and my boy in the VIP, none but women in there now. It's about maybe five guys and 40 women. But we in there, and then all of a sudden this woman comes in and jumps up on the bar. And she had on like these white see-through sweats. I'm like, man, what the? And she got to act out. And at the time, Iverson was in there, right? And then as soon as she came in, he left. That's why I'm asking the dude. I said, man, who's this lady right here? Oh, that's his mama. I'm like, oh, my. Man, his mama was off the chain. And it was just crazy, man. So All-Star Weekend, if people don't know, it's like Super Bowl weekend on steroids. You know, because this is just crazy. And I don't know how they can have it in Salt Lake City without some kind of altercations or people being arrested or it's gonna be ugly, I think.
Now all of a sudden, thanks for the call, Biscuit. Now all of a sudden I care about it. I just want to see what happens. I'm just curious.
You're gonna have an epic number of opt outs. Oh, I've got tendonitis.
That's exactly what it's gonna be.
Tendonitis. It's gonna
and an alternate party is gonna be
it's gonna turn into the Pro Bowl.
It is gonna be that.
Oh, sorry, I'm dealing with something.
James even showed up at the All-Star game. He was hurt and they even had him on the screen. People booed him in Cleveland.
Oh yeah.
James made it. James was up. James was picked last, and
James
still
was embarrassed on national TV
and
over
still went to All Star Weekend.
Yeah, I was in Cleveland.
Is
though.
There any chance he goes to in to?
Is he even an All Star next year?
Yeah,
you think so?
Demo, that's Daryl Morey. Demo is going to get James his touches. Yes, he's an All Star next year. Yes, he is. Okay, so I promise you, when we come back, Adam Silver had comments about basically the Houston Rockets. We will get to that when we come back. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. You can don't forget, you can also listen online. Our podcast is at ESPN975.com. You can listen to the podcast every single day.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
8:38 here on the bench, Lance Zierlein. Dell's here. The big news is Dell's here. That's the huge news.
Gigantic news.
Chris Paul.
Had to fight through a lot of red tape.
Yeah, but we got you here, and we're happy to have you here, Dell. You've had a lot to show so far. Juwan Howard, let's play Juwan.
Can we talk about the assistant coach, though?
Okay.
The guy who ran over.
No, I got to say, Dell, I'm ADD. You can't let me
it's
just
the,
do
it's
this.
Still the
I've
Juwan
been saying Adam Silver thing for 45
minutes. Then why
minutes,
did you bring up Juwan Howard?
Because I'm ADD. I don't have to usually sit in this chair. You've got to do a better job of keeping me on track.
You got to do the job. Talk about what Adam Silver just said about the city of Houston. I am ready.
Okay, here's what Adam Silver. Let's listen. Let's hear from Adam Silver. During All-Star Weekend, Adam Silver had his meet the press thing where he talks to the general NBA media. And here is something that he brought up that kind of was on his nerves a little bit.
Of course, I think it's a problem when players are paid not to play. In some cases, that's by mutual agreement with the team. I mean, it may be a team that's in a rebuilding situation that is focused on its younger players. There's a sense that that veteran player isn't fitting in for whatever reason to the new culture they're trying to create. And it's a hard line there, because if it truly is by mutual agreement, I'm not sure the league office should be interfering. On the other hand, this goes back to my pay for performance point earlier. You have a aggregate hard cap, in essence. There are called 50% of our system, the money is paid to the players. And so for every dollar that goes to a player that's not producing on the floor, that's a dollar less that's going to a player that is performing. So that shouldn't be ideal for either players or teams. Do I have a ready fix? No. I think, again, I'm hoping that those are the kinds of issues that when we sit down with the players, we can approach collectively.
I mean, the bottom line is, it is we are in a way different time, and this should never come up. I mean, it's the closest we saw is when somebody would get traded to a team they didn't like Jimmy Jackson. I remember they would complain and say they would retire or sit out or whatever, and eventually they'd either get traded or they would get fined, and it would move forward. This new thing where Deshaun Watson basically tells you he's never going to play for the Texans again and then doesn't, and that felt mutual with the Rockets and John Wall, that feels mutual. It's a super bad look for the city of Houston, for the organizations. But basically what Adam Silver said is the actual truth. You are now what he tried to say is for every dollar that a player is getting paid, that's a dollar that's not getting paid to another player. Well, that's not really accurate. For every dollar that what he basically wanted to say was the owners have given up 50%, but the players are not giving their 50%. In other words, it's a dollar an owner could have back is what he really wanted to say. But instead he says, well, that's a dollar another player could be making. Well, maybe if John Wall's not in the league. But the bottom line is sports organizations are going to have to figure out a way that guaranteed contracts mean guaranteed play, or you can't have guaranteed contracts. If you want to, there has to be something, a safeguard for ownership, where if a player says, I'm just not going to play, that's just not, it breaks the spirit of a contract. A contract's legally binding. It's collectively bargained. So
I don't even really know what contracts are real, and because of how they're structured, and okay, this is what we're going to pay you in 2024, except there's an out for us where we don't have to pay you that, but you have agreed to that. So that's kind of how we just all accept that once if a player can get cut in 2023 because it frees up this amount of cap space, but that's been negotiated by an agent.
Well, are we talking basketball now?
I'm talking that's all guaranteed. I'm really talking about football.
Basketball and baseball are guaranteed. Football, you just get the right to say you've negotiated a deal for that long. That length of contract, actually what it does is it helps to – originally what it would do is it helps to – you can basically take a larger signing bonus and spread it out over multiple years so a player would get more money, and agents are fine with that. However, now it's changed where you don't see as much signing bonus, but the money's guaranteed in the contract. So in other words, they're getting more of the actual years guaranteed, so it's harder to cut, which maybe that's the way to do it. Instead of signing bonus, listen, you're not going to get much money up front, but most of your contract is going to be guaranteed.
Yes.
But for basketball, it's a big problem because this is not Gilbert Arenas, we know, for years.
Well, the John Wall thing, like you said, appears to be mutual. And it happens for every class of player, it feels like. At Andre Iguodala, once he was traded to Memphis because the Warriors wanted to free up money because they didn't want to pay the luxury tax, or at least as much as they were going to, they traded him to Memphis, and he decided he wasn't going to play there. He never showed up. And it worked out for him because they traded him to the Heat, and he went on to make a finals. And then he got a one-year extension with the Heat. So he made his money. Now he's back in Golden State. So it's not even about a young player looking for a title or a really high-priced player who's unhappy. It could be a veteran who's looked at as one of those solid guys you can add to a roster and help. And he goes, you know what? I don't want to be in Memphis.
Do you have a...
So I don't know what the fix is unless you're going to say that...
But there's got to be one. You can't just say, I want all my money guaranteed, but I'm not necessarily going to play for you. You can't do it if you're Deshaun Watson. The only way you can do it is the teams have to either play them or try to get the money back. That's the only way they can do it. And the Texans are their own worst enemy. Like, they didn't try. The Texans
they didn't want him after he did what he allegedly did. Did they want him to be a guy that they had to run out there every game?
I don't know, but they could have gone and tried to get their signing bonus back. That is something that you probably could have gone after him. This is what made this one unusual. You could have gone out. If Deshaun was just going to be out of the league or potentially going to go to jail, they go get the signing bonus. It's moral turpitude clause. Boom, you go get the money. They're trying to play nice because they want to trade him, and he's got a no-trade clause. I don't know that they would be playing as nice if he didn't have a no-trade clause.
There's no reason for them to.
No.
Because they want to make him as comfortable as possible because they know, despite his demands, that at some point he might not get what he wants. Frankly, we already know the Dolphins look like to be out. That was the team, and now they're out. So his number one is out. So they have to kind of play nice. So, hey, Deshaun, wouldn't you want to go here? We got a deal here. They can't. They don't want him taking a hard line when they actually have a deal at the finish line. So they have to be kind. They didn't force him out there.
Mm-hmm.
They protected him during training camp. They did all the things they could do to make it as easy as possible for him. So when they get rid of him, he'll say yes.
Off the top of your head, do you have a solution for this? Does anything come to your mind?
The only thing I can think of is if you are healthy and can play, and if you don't show up, that year's voided. But the players would never agree to that, would they? Like in the NBA where deals are guaranteed. If you don't show up, we don't pay you. Like even Ben Simmons, I mean, that's a more complicated thing where people are questioning his mental health or whatever. But if you're simply, I use Andre Iguodala as an example. He wasn't saying, I'm not going to Memphis for my mental health. He just said he didn't want to play there. So why can't you void that deal? It doesn't hurt your cap. There's no repercussion for the team. You just don't pay him.
This has to be collectively a bargain.
This is what I'm saying. Who's going to agree to that?
That's one that the owners might need to take a hardline stance because the reality is this is going to be a bigger problem, not a smaller one. You're going to have more guys who, I mean, I've got kids who are Gen Z. They want what they want. I mean, they're selfish. They're going to think about themselves, and whatever I want to get. I mean, that's what I want. And if you don't want to play, we're going to combine. If you don't want to play with a certain team, you just say, I'm out. Like we basically see Zion Williamson, A, he's eating himself out of the opportunity to play this year. I don't believe he'll play this year.
No, I don't think so.
So he will miss an entire year. That's just not fair to New Orleans. Now, if he is doing this in part, at any part, because he doesn't want to, I just think he has a hard time managing his weight. I think that's probably what it is. But let's face it. New Orleans is going to get screwed out of having Zion Williamson and the buzz that comes with Zion. They're going to get screwed from that with not just COVID, but also now his injury and not playing. They had Anthony Davis leave. It's just, it's not fair to teams that players end up, and Anthony Davis wasn't playing for a certain amount of time with them. This is just such a, I get why Adam Silver is bringing this up. What's going to be interesting to see how the NFL addresses this in the offseason and how NBA addresses it. NBA and Major League Baseball have guaranteed contracts. You got to, most of the money's guaranteed.
You think about who they traded.
For most players, I should say.
Who the Lakers traded to New Orleans for Anthony Davis. I mean, certainly the picks were involved, but two of those guys already are off the roster. Now, they didn't want Lonzo for whatever reason, so he's now in Chicago. Josh Hart, they just traded. He's in Portland now. The only one left is Brandon Ingram.
Who's a good player.
Yeah, and then the picks, we'll see how they work out for him. So, I mean, even when the player wants out and the team is able to trade him and it looks like they got a good deal out of it, still, they're left with one NBA player from that trade and hope. In the hope of draft picks, and how bad the Lakers aren't good this year, so they have to hope that that falls apart and those draft picks are high in the lottery so they can make good on that stuff. So it's an awful situation for teams, and particularly for teams who only benefit, and only way they can actually become relevant is drafting a player, because what free agents look
Zion is
are the, looking to go to New Orleans.
You drafted Zion. Number one, he's a physical specimen. Number two, like, the amount of buzz around Zion Williamson was a huge... You remember how New York responded when they didn't get Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
They lost their collective minds. Unfortunately, they didn't have the number two pick, or they would have been
John Morant.
They'd have been a good situation. The number three, RJ Barrett. Where is he now? Is he still there?
He's in New York.
There was talk about him getting traded, I guess.
Yeah, and apparently people are looking at it where the Knicks just acquired Cam Reddish. So they're setting it all up for Zion to come to New York because we have your two college teammates waiting for you.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what some people think is going on. Who knows? I don't know if Zion, we don't know what he looks like. We assume he's big. And we know he's big. We don't know how big he is now. That's just not a weight for a guy who does what he does at that size. He's what, 6'7" maybe?
Yeah.
He's too big. We talked about
now,
this.
They say he's over 3, and if that's the case,
he shouldn't.
If you have a lower leg injury, it's harder to come back.
He's 6'7". He shouldn't be 300 pounds. He should probably be in the 250 range.
Ooh. His lean mass is so high. I think he
but
probably
as far as health-wise?
Yeah, health-wise. No, I think 270 probably is a good weight for him, I bet. His lean mass is enormous. I'll give you a hint. Here's what I mean. So there are teams in the NFL that put you in a bod pod and they get your lean mass numbers.
Yeah.
And there is like Mekhi Becton's lean mass numbers were like 275. That's what he would look like ripped. Braden Smith and Quentin Nelson from the Colts are really, really high. Zion Williamson's lean mass numbers at 6'7", he's probably good weight at 275.
I understand, but he does basketball. He's not doing the things that football players do, like the way he has to get off the ground.
Right.
I don't know how 270 is going to weigh on those joints and what that'll do to him at 6'7"
or
Yao's whatever he is.
So Yao had a high arch, and the concern the Rockets had when they drafted him, they knew this going in. In fact, they sent a team doctor there a second time. After their doctor came back and said, ooh, I'm going to have to reject him. Les Alexander said, go back, see if you come up back with a different. And he came back and went, yes, thumbs up. Everything's
good
great.
To go, Les.
But, and I remember talking to Dennis Lindsay about this, the thing was the Rockets knew at any point his foot could give out, but he is worth so much money financially. And he was such a talented potential big man that they drafted him anyway. And sure enough, when his career came to a crash, it came to a crash. But they were having to keep his weight under 300 because he's so massive, because it was going to be hard on his feet. There was a story that one time they went over there and there's pizza boxes and beer cans all over the place at his place. Like, Yao was not a guy who ate he did not eat healthy. And it was a huge deal that the Rockets had to keep Yao's weight. To your point, they had to keep it down because big guys on foot injuries and leg injuries is a major
issue. You're talking about lean mass. Like, for example, I'm bringing him up because he was in the celebrity game. Myles Garrett's like listed at 6'4", 270. But Myles Garrett doesn't run up and down the court. I know he's an explosive player. I get it. He's a freak. But he doesn't do the things a basketball player has to do to be successful.
No.
So would Myles Garrett be 270 as a basketball player?
The lean mass number is more like, I think he could carry weight at a low body fat number. And we know some players just have different DNA. People do. He may, like, a good weight for him, a nutritionist would probably say, 260 is maybe a little low for...
What's LeBron?
LeBron
at his biggest.
LeBron's at his biggest, I think he was 255, 260.
Zion, I know the different body types.
I think he's 245, something like that now.
Because he's older, he's got a drop.
He leaned down in
Miami. I know
in Miami,
he leaned down. Then I think he was big leaving Cleveland, then he leaned down as the Miami years went along. he can't be LeBron size at his biggest. He needs to be 270. That's a good weight for Zion.
He is more so. They have what's called DEXA scan, where they can scan your bone density. My guess is Zion Williamson's DEXA scan numbers would be off the chart. I mean, well, big bone means you're going to have a bigger frame. You're going to carry more weight. That's a real thing. Like, my buddy who's an analytics guy, he can measure knee, wrist, height, weight, and wingspan and tell you what your frame is, a 16-year-old's frame is going to be, when what they're going to be able to carry, good weight. Forget all that stuff. I think this guy's one of your nemesis. I think he is a...
Not my nemesis.
Lazy J?
A nemesis would imply that we're on the same level.
Okay. Lazy J is calling into the show, and I was under the impact. I was under the understanding that Lazy J and Dell had some beef.
We don't have a beef.
Let's get Lazy J in right now. John
is the one who questions his race.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true.
Hey, Dell. Hey, buddy.
We're not buddies.
Got a question for you.
Go ahead.
What, you been at Hibernation?
What? No, I work every Monday through Friday. I'm fine.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was trying to figure out. Man, I thought you had maybe quit ESPN and went ahead and became Jared Allen's stylist. Or did he just take his style from you? Because I could have sworn that was you if you had an afro.
Because Jared Allen had like a basic pullover and some slacks on. People were crushing him because he didn't look like an look like what an NBA player would look like, I guess.
He said, sorry, I didn't have a $5,000 chain on.
Yeah, Kendrick Perkins actually came to his defense.
He looked like Lance at Costco's. Sunday.
That's actually not that.
That's actually a 50-year-old white guy.
That's accurate. It looked like my son, actually. It looked like Alec. Where's my son, Alec. He had a
pullover.
What are you wearing these days, Lazy J? What kind of fur bowler cap that's orange and blue are you wearing? All-star fit.
He's not wearing that.
What's your all-star fits looking like, Lazy J?
No, I probably got my Ronaldo or my LeBron James jersey on, you know. You know, I'm ride or die.
Yeah.
Ride or die.
Bandwagon front runner.
Bandwagon.
Is what he is.
Oh, okay. I just had a quick question, man. Why is, maybe not really y'all, but other stations are dogging LeBron about because he wants to play with his dad? I mean, he wants to play with his son. But, I mean, if you look at it, the business world, you know, people that own their businesses and stuff like that, they want their son to take over, you know, take over the company. So why is it, look at Lance's dad. Wasn't he a coach like Bay City or something like that?
No, my dad was a coach at Lamar Consolidated in the 70s, and my brother started coaching at Bay City in the, was it Bay City or Victoria Stroman? No, it was like Victoria Stroman in the 90s. My dad had nothing to do with me or my brother getting jobs. Beat it, Lazy J.
Oh, okay.
All he's saying is it happens in
the business world too.
I don't have an issue with it either. I don't really care.
Nah, my brother is his own man. I'm my own man.
Are you?
Yeah.
I thought you were
my dad had nothing to do with it. I was hustling, making up lies on resumes. It wasn't a lie, just like
the rumor is.
I've spent years on I was sending letters to radio stations in Michigan City, Indiana.
The rumor is you had your dad call around to make sure you got a job.
I'm sitting here working for free on weekends on me and Nate Griffin on Fast Break with Nate. I'm self-made, homie. That's how it is. And my brother is, too, for that matter.
I don't know about that.
As a matter of fact, my dad should have done more, in my opinion.
He didn't do enough for you.
No, my brother should have. He could have opened some college doors. He just never decided to do it.
I
wish he would have, but he didn't. But
I heard a very complimentary email was sent or call was made to 610 in your behalf by your father. I'm like, I'm Larry Zerline.
Is that what you heard?
If you don't know me,
I'll tell you exactly how that went down. I said, hey, Mike Edmonds, I'm Lance Erland. I'm doing radio. I mean, I'm doing handicapping, and I'd like to come on and do something on your to give out picks. He's like, yeah, we just started. Our first show is going to be the Kenny Hand Show. I guess you could come on at 10 o'clock. We need programming because we just started our first 24-hour. That's how I actually got on. I just happened to create a sports business handicapping and I just talked my way on. So,
behind every
media. And then I had the hot stuff. That's how I got on.
I don't know, man. The saying is behind every mediocre draft analyst is an offensive line coach.
That's not the saying. That's not the saying.
That is
the saying is behind every happy home, there is a patio. And that's Texas Custom Patios. It's been out there for decades. And Texas Custom Patio is out there doing what they do best, which is making outdoor living spaces and outdoor kitchens that truly give you an experience that is one to remember. They turn your backyard into an oasis. And I know you hear me say that and you think, come on now, my friend's got a patio. It's not that big a deal. Oh, okay. I'm glad you think that. Go to tcplance.com, and you'll see exactly what they did for me before and after. And then go to texascustompatios.com and go see all the incredible patios that they've built. texascustompatios.com. It's amazing what they can do with space, the materials they use, the workmanship, the functionality, and just the value that you get. Not only your living your best life, but also when it comes time to sell your home. And wouldn't it be great to have your friends come out and you know, you host your friends at your place for a watching football games, March Madness, dinner party, whatever the case may be. TexasCustomPatios.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.